All right, let's go.
Rolling. Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's episode of Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. We're breaking down the biggest news stories in Hollywood this week. Joining me is Mr. Brody Brown.
From Tish and Billy Ray Cyrus's farm in Nashville, Tennessee. Yes, here I am.
Oh, thank you for joining us. You made such a quick return from this big wedding of the year.
I know. Well, I'm, you know, day in and out. That's the lifestyle.
Miss Sharon Tharp.
Hi, thanks
Welcome.
For having me. I know, this is my debut.
This is your debut. We're so excited to have you.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited to chat.
Miss Gwen Flamberg.
Hi, guys.
I love your voice.
Yeah, it's very sexy.
Oh, yeah, so
you know,
sexual.
It's like a post-holiday. There's just been, like, so much cheese and wine and champagne.
I hear you.
You know.
But we have to keep on going. It's New Year's Eve.
I know. It's coming. I can't wait.
Sorry. Obviously, the biggest news story of this week, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. After 10 years together, they are finally married. The two tie the knot at home in a secret wedding ceremony
Adorable.
Down in Franklin, Tennessee. And it's about time, guys. Right? Am I the only one that's psyched?
Well, it's been like 10 years that they've been dating on and off, right? And I feel like there's been so much judgment about their relationship because, you know, just she was such a wild child. And he's from this, like, iconic acting family.
I was, yeah.
The Hemsworths.
She is. I was shocked they got back together. Remember when they had split up and then she went really in the deep end and they came back to each other, which was surprising because she was still wild when they came back to each other.
It can happen, Brody.
I love it.
Hope for us all.
If Miley and Liam can make it after 10 years. No, but it was, I don't know. I think I was more surprised that they did it so low-key. They got married on December 23rd, and they didn't confirm it until 3 days later. But
smart.
We saw little hints on everyone's Instagram stories about, you know, with Mr. and Mrs. Balloons in the background and a cake. So we had a feeling for 3 days that it happened. We, of course, wasn't sure if it was a rehearsal dinner or an engagement party even. And then they confirmed it 3 days later with beautiful photos of them, you know, hugging and with the captions. But I don't know, I kind of was surprised that they didn't do this huge party and they just did it at home with like a group of 20 people in secret. No?
I love it.
I love it too.
The wildfires brought them together. That's what happened. You guys, no, I love it. I think they both matured. I think that time they had away from each other was probably good. Because I wasn't a big fan of Miley during that time.
No.
She kind of grossed me out, but like she's never looked better to me. I think she looks really good. And seems happy, and I don't know. I think it's great for them. I'm very happy about it.
It's also strange. It's not like everyone was Instagramming. This surfer, Conrad Carr, had posted to his Instagram. So we were like, wait, first of all, who's this person?
He's and an Australian surfer.
Yeah, and
I know exactly who he is.
But why is he leaking all these pictures from the wedding? And even like Noah Cyrus, like crying with the Mr. and Mrs. Balloon sort of visible in the background, you couldn't really tell. Like, she didn't spill the beans. He definitely did. Suddenly, Conrad Carr is the one who like, you know, blew the lid off their
wedding.
Is he
Australian?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's obviously
friends
with
Hemsworth.
You
really know who that
is? Hemsworth.
I go to Oahu to watch.
Sorry. Okay, all right. I set myself up for that.
Beach competition. I'm well-versed in the land of international
Good for him, though, for taking
that
opportunity and being like, you know what? I'm going to get millions of followers just by leaking a couple of
these
Instagram stories.
I bet that he just didn't even think that it was a big deal. He was just like posting about his friend's wedding. And
No,
you know,
I think he posted the original photo of Chris Hemsworth like opening the bottle of champagne. And in the background, in a corner, you saw the Mr. and Mrs. Balloons. So he probably had no idea what he was doing.
There was no NDA here, right? There's
no,
like,
no.
Don't post anything on social media, like Taylor Swift's like 4th of July party. Like,
right.
Don't post social media photos. We have a professional photographer.
Well, they're just like so, they're so like Miley and Liam. They're just like us. They're just cool. Like, they're not telling they're not like taking their friends' phones away. You know, mm-hmm. They're just like wanted to do it up. All right, can we talk about the style? Because honestly, I'm like dying over that dress.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Please.
Okay, the dress was by Vivian Westwood, which was like the perfect designer for Miley because Vivian Westwood is known for like ultra sexy but sophisticated silhouettes, which is really like the evolution of Miley's style, right?
Yeah.
Love it. So the dress cost $8,600, which honestly, like Jen, your sister just got married.
Yeah.
$8,600 is fairly moderate for a bridal gown.
I agree.
You know, it's not
for
like
a celebrity for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, you guys. You can order it.
Yeah.
Anybody can have that dress made to order at the Vivian Westwood boutiques. And we have listed exactly how to get it on usmagazine.com/stylish. Go check it out, guys.
But
you can
takes,
have the dress.
It takes 3 to 4 months for this dress to be made.
It was like 4 to 6,
so this wasn't a surprise
wedding.
Yeah,
that's wedding. What I was
going to say. No, that's a really interesting thing, yeah.
They've been planning this, like, very quietly, and I think that's really cool.
I love it because, like, I mean, in my mind, I remember sitting at the VMAs at Barclays Center. What was that, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, where she was literally like sliding down a tongue
on
the stage and smoking a blunt on the stage. And like she literally had the cheesy style. Like that was like the heyday of the crazy, crazy Miley Cyrus days. So then you see her, you see her wedding dress and like Liam's in sneakers. They're in their living room and she's dressed in this beautiful, like
totally
body hugging, just chic and sophisticated look.
And like hair blown out,
down, like
she was wearing vegan shoes by
Cosmopolitan.
They were they were made with, you know, white silk satin, custom made. But if you go on the Cult of Coquette site, the shoes are $150. They're really affordable. And also she was wearing jewelry by two different designers that were like very, very affordable. So I love this new Miley.
The dress didn't look like it took 4 months to make, though. Sorry if that is like in poor taste. But I was like, wait, what? That took 4 months to make? And also her mom was wearing jeans. That's what really threw people for a loop in the beginning.
That's why I didn't believe it was a wedding.
We were like, wait, this isn't a wedding. Tish Cyrus wouldn't be in jeans to her daughter's wedding. But then there were little clues that you were like, okay, well, why is Liam wearing a boutonniere? You wouldn't wear a boutonniere for rehearsal dinner. But like, he's in a tux. She's in what looks like a wedding dress, but she's been in something that looks like a wedding dress before, and they weren't getting married.
Well, maybe it's one of those situations where it was like a family barbecue, and then they were like, hey guys, we're getting hitched. But like the friends from Australia had come in, and you know, like all that.
I mean, I think we've heard that they knew, but then they were like dancing. You saw the little clip that she shared where they're dancing.
I love that. I was obsessed.
It was really cute.
And then he comes in at the end, which is so cute.
With the pretend like trumpet hand. He is really just like us.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I did not think that this was a couple that was going to make it.
No.
I mean,
if you asked me 5 years ago,
no,
for sure, no.
Absolutely not. I just love, it's just like funny, like comparing like the Priyanka Nick Jonas wedding and how much of a debacle and international event that was. And they just met, what, 6 months ago? A little bit more than that. And then Miley and Cyrus, just the fact that Miley and Liam, sorry, after 10 years are doing it at home. And it's, I don't know, I think it's more genuine that way.
Of course it is. They don't care about sponsorships. They're not like getting paid to wear Tiffany. You know, like Nick and Priyanka, God love them. They're a gorgeous couple. But, you know. Come on.
And there was a lot of lead up to that wedding, too. And this, we had no idea, and it was surprising
I feel like it's
and sweet.
Still going
and
on.
And a lot of aftermath. Yeah. It's still happening.
So, no thirst with Miley and Liam.
No.
I mean,
the thirst police over there.
You guys, I am the thirst police.
There were also two other weddings over the Christmas weekend. Meghan Trainor, of course, got married in her backyard in LA, also, which I love.
Just like she told us she would.
Yeah, we knew that was coming, right?
Yeah, she was like, I want to get married Christmas time in my backyard in LA. And
She did. And then, of course, Christina El Moussa had another surprise wedding.
That was a surprise.
That was a surprise. With her hot British boyfriend.
She's beautiful.
But people had no idea they were engaged. There were some like rumors she was engaged weeks before because she had posted something saying, we're super excited, there's a surprise. And her rep said, no, they're not engaged. And then they got married on that day, and people were shocked. Also, she had been in here a couple of months before. We'd asked her if she thought he was the one. She said, oh, yeah, I could see myself getting married again. We said, anytime soon. She said, oh, no, maybe like 2020. Christina, you lied to us.
Maybe they fast-track things.
Maybe they
fast-track
things.
It seemed like last minute almost.
Also,
like, or it was
I've never
planned.
Been married, like not even once. But if I'm going to be married once and I'll marry a second time, which probably will happen, 50-50 chance, I would do it that way. Like just invite your friends over, have a barbecue in the backyard, don't tell anybody, and have a wedding.
No, I'm milking it. I want every gift, every shower, every congratulations, every thank you. I want to get pregnant just for the presents too. I've seen enough of other people's journeys. It's my turn to come collect.
Yeah, everyone actually has to show up for your bachelor party and send you a
You're
going
to come to a party that I'm hosting. I'm like, oops, surprise. Oh, don't worry about a gift.
Heidi Klum, too, got engaged. That's was surprising.
Fast. That was fast.
That was fast because we just talked to her on the carpet a couple of weeks ago or like a couple months ago. And she was like, yeah, you know, he's the one. I'm not sure if I'm going to get married. And then voila, like there's a beautiful diamond ring on her finger.
I mean, we knew she was like really in love with this guy though, right?
And Heidi falls, she falls hard.
Yeah, they were like, she loves him. So I don't know. It's like shocking, but not.
Do you think she's going to have another kid?
Yes.
She has a lot of kids.
And she's so
young. She loves having kids. But also, I mean, hopefully this time she'll learn something from the Seal relationship. Remember they had the renewing of the vows?
They renewed their vows.
Year.
And then they broke up again.
Yeah, that was, I mean, it's not helpful, I don't think, for the health of the marriage. Maybe for a night. It's like kind of exciting. Ooh, baby,
wait, and who is Vito with? Because Vito is in like a serious relationship.
So he was spotted again with Amber Heard.
Oh.
Recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Why do you think it's a recipe for disaster, Jen?
Because look at Amber Heard's track record. Also, Vito is kind of sleazy.
I don't trust him.
He's like a celebrity chaser. He just wants to date someone famous to become more famous himself.
He has a ton of money. I don't think he needs to date someone famous. I don't think he's worried about the fame. I think it's also like very attractive Amber Heard, who I think a lot of people have trouble saying no to.
Mm. Yeah.
Intoxicating Amber Heard.
Yeah, she is intoxicating.
Like to men and women.
Yeah, I agree.
It's true.
Speaking of recipe for disaster,
uh-oh.
The Fab Four were out on Christmas Day. Meghan, Kate, William, and Harry stepped out to go to church. And no, I'm like kidding. It wasn't a recipe for disaster. Everybody thought it was going to be.
They looked gorgeous.
But they looked great. They looked like they were happy. But of course, everyone now is kind of focusing on the fact that Meghan and Kate tried a little too hard to make it seem like they were besties. And like you even saw the video of them walking to church. Like Meghan is putting her
right
hand
next
on
to
her,
each other.
On Kate's back. Oh, Brody, I'm touching
I like
you.
That you touched me. I haven't been touched like that in years.
So, you know, of course, everybody's like, oh, are they going to spend Christmas together? And of course, we hear from so many sources that all those reports were BS. They're not besties. They don't love each other, but there's no beef. They aren't sipping tea and giving each other pregnancy advice all day and like brushing each other's hair, but you know, it's fine. And they spent Christmas all together.
I think Meghan cares more about what people think about their
relationship.
Oh
my
God. She's
an actress.
She's a girl that was plugging stuff on Instagram like 6 months ago, remember?
It's true.
Yeah. She was a suits actress.
But
she
Kate gives no F's. Like, she's just like, I don't really care. But well, Meghan wants to
I think
be
she's
like,
learned to give no F's.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, in the beginning also, Kate's been in the spotlight for
exactly
what, 12 years now, longer than that, since they were both in college.
Right.
Yeah, go on, 15 years. So I think, yeah, she's just kind of over the fact. Like, I don't think Kate is, like, refreshing her name, like, on Google search all day long to see what people are saying about her, but I think Meghan is.
But, you know, here's the thing. I do think, even with, like, our families and our friends, like, there has to be, like, some sort of rivalry between the two. Just because Kate got so much attention for so many years, and now here's Meghan, who, you know, she likes the attention, right? But here's, like, the best revenge, right? Who looked better? Who looked better in Sandringham?
Kate Middleton.
I mean, beyond.
Yeah.
Kate won Christmas in that head-to-toe red. And by the way, she never dressed so chic before Meghan came along.
I agree. That last Christmas, that was the first time she actually wore
a high-end
label designer.
Oh,
she wore the Miu Miu coat.
I mean, she was wearing burgundy velvet pumps. Come on. Yeah. She looked incredible. Her body looks amazing. And she just, like, she looked incredible, and now Meghan looked like, you know, I mean, sure, she was in, like, Victoria Beckham and Navy Head to Toe and looked chic and wore those chic boots like she always does. But, like, matronly. Yeah. Matronly. Now Kate's like, all right.
The girl's
I
like
pumped out three
pregnant.
Kids. Now you're going to look like Mumsy, and I'm going to look like the MILF.
Yeah, but Kate now is making William look bad or look worse. I mean,
let's be honest. William is not the hotter of those two brothers.
He hasn't aged well.
He has not aged well, but you guys, king, the K word. He's going to be king of England.
Yes.
All right, she's going to be the queen of England. So she's just like, step off.
She needs to keep focused on
I'm going to be the queen, and you're going to be up there in the Cotswolds enjoying your life. Whatever, no big deal.
She'll be enjoying it, I'm sure.
Oh, of course.
I mean, listen, it's all good.
Brody, if Prince William came up to you in a bar, like balding Prince William.
Yeah. What? Oh, my God, he could have like no arms, no eyes, and no legs, and say, would you like to see the Buckingham Palace? And I'd say, baby, I'll carry you there across the water. On my back, we'll swim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd like to see Buckingham Palace?
Oh, yeah. Would you like to meet my
grandmother? You see London, you see France.
Oh,
yeah, right?
Yeah,
it's just so funny because Prince William used to be the hotter brother.
Like, he was hot when they were young.
Like, when they were like 18.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah, but he was super hot then.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not that hard for like an 18-year-old guy to be super hot, and then they like peak at 22 for a lot of them.
And then your like awkward younger brother with the freckles in
like
her hair
develops into an international
stud.
Ginger beauty.
He's hot, Prince Ginge.
Yeah. Role reversal. Yeah. It really has.
I do think Meghan Markle has made Harry hotter, though.
No.
Oh, he was hot before her.
He was hot
but
I think now he's like this like
but
now
sex
he's, symbol.
Right. He was like more of a playboy, and now he's like, he's still a playboy, I guess.
Yeah.
But I get like a nurturing vibe.
It gives you a little faith that you can marry the playboy and he will change around. And yeah, you can change him.
Yeah. only if you're a monster. No, I'm not calling Meghan a monster. No, I would never.
But wait, what's going on with Meghan's due date? She said nearly there. What does
this
mean?
So we know from sources that the baby should be here end of March, early April. Okay. So it's going to be super soon. We know that, like, you know, Christmas was pretty much her last big day out, and they'll kind of just move, you know, to the country, and she'll just be off for the next couple months, kind of like quiet, working from home.
She looked really big on Christmas.
That's what I'm saying.
Day. She did. Like she almost looked. Along. She looked a good 8 months pregnant. Like. I don't know. It could be sooner than we think.
But weren't they kind of a little dodgy with Kate Middleton's due date? I think they like to kind of keep it a little cryptic.
Absolutely. And we don't know what Harry and Meghan are going to do. You know, we have to remember when, you know, Kate and William had their kids. They have to give birth at St. Mary's Hospital in London. They have to do the whole photo op on the stairs. Mm-hmm. That's just something that's expected of them. Harry doesn't have to do that.
But so, Megan's like, babe, could we do the photo op on the stairs?
Can we do the photo op?
Yeah, they could have a baby at home in the country and, like, nobody would know about it for a couple of weeks. So, you know, from what we know from the palace, like, there hasn't been a plan put in place yet. They could give birth at St. Mary's Hospital, but, like, I have been in that hospital. I have seen that room where those babies were born. You guys would not want to give birth. It's old. It's dark. It's grungy. It's a hospital like that you would walk here in the United States and be like, I am not spreading my legs and pushing a baby out here. But they have
but
to do
it's
it.
Tradition.
But tradition. But so I don't think Meghan would want to do that. But yes, I agree. She's going to want a photo.
She'll
op.
Be like, oh, Harry, do you think your grandmother could lift our baby above her head like the Lion King?
I do think that they'll give birth and an announcement will be made. And then like a week later, you'll see like a beautiful black and white portrait shot by, you know,
Alexi.
And what will the name be? I hope it's not something super released. Boring. I hope it's not like a William or a Kate or something snoozy.
I
hope it's modern.
Elizabeth.
Are you kidding?
Please.
Diana? Elizabeth Diana.
Oh, if she's the one who gets like Diana, that would be shocking.
It's not going to be like Madison or Chloe, though.
It's not going to be Samantha.
No. I think it's going to be Elizabeth Diana or maybe Diana Elizabeth or maybe like just something with a D for Diana with Elizabeth as the middle name.
But they're changing the royal rules. Like I want them to do something totally new. Like
they're not going
to. Katiana or something.
No.
Okay, fine.
I do think it's going to be a really beautiful baby, though, you guys.
Oh, absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. And whatever. I think it'll be like an Irish twin situation where, like, the baby will come in late March, early May.
Early April,
and she'll be pregnant before the end of the year.
Well,
you're
take
right.
offense to that as an Irish, Irish person.
Oh God!
Other big news. All right, did you guys see the Kardashian Christmas? I mean, I feel like it was
really
just
something.
A 3-day event where there was just too much on social media. I pretty much didn't open my Instagram come Christmas Day night because I was just so sick of it.
You were invited.
That it was really cute the way that Khloe matched with True and the way that Kylie matched with Stormy in their cute little outfits. So cute.
That was adorable.
Aw. I love a little baby turban, you guys. I'm a sucker for a baby turban.
She always puts turbans on True. But what do you think about Khloe's like look lately? I feel like she looks so different.
Well, I'm kind of not so into the bright blonde hair. It's just a little bit much, to be honest. And I will roll it back many years. Like, I don't know, 6, 8, probably about 8 years ago. When Khloe and Kim came for a lunch at Us Weekly, and Khloe said to me, I really didn't like when Kim made her hair blonde because we're Armenian girls, and Armenian girls aren't meant to have blonde hair.
Oh, wow.
Well, oh, snap.
Chris Jenner's not sure following that either. That
yeah. Cut to Chris is wearing, 2018. Chris's hair is a wig.
Oh, it is
yeah,
a wig.
Yeah, we're pretty sure it's a wig. Yeah, she's done those blonde wigs before. I mean, the really adorable thing about this time is that she said that she was copying Paris Hilton.
Yeah, on her
who was
Instagram.
Also there for all the festivities. I love
because
the fact
she
that
wanted, you know, because blondes have more fun and she wanted to have more fun like Paris, which I was kind of like, okay, girl.
I love that Paris Hilton ends her engagement and like runs back to her old BFF, Kim Kardashian. Like, she's I am never loving
it. So crazy.
I am loving that they are friends again.
Yeah.
And hanging out.
It looks like such a fake friendship, though. It's like, come on, let's ride the slide together. It's too much for me.
I think that's their like level
that's
of friendship.
Their thing.
Yeah. It's like, let's pose for a selfie.
Remember when you used to like organize my closet?
Yeah.
Now I'm more famous for.
I don't think that ever comes up.
Paris Hilton has got to be so bitter.
That's what I'm saying. It's so fake.
I think she's probably annoyed, or she's shocked. Like, the girl I used to tell, like, go get my shoes, is now calling the shots.
Yeah, totally. Like, Paris Hilton is pretty much the first reality star ever. Paris Hilton is the first person to be famous for not being famous.
Right? And the sex tape before.
Of course.
Yeah. That's true.
Paris Hilton was on the scene way before Kim Kardashian, and then Kim Kardashian is pretty much known as the girl that's famous for not being famous, but Paris Hilton, that's her crown.
But she also might have, like, huge investments. She's been famous for so long. She's still raking a lot of money right through the perfumes and the DJ gigs, so she might have,
Hilton hotels.
Well, she might have like invested in like smart things.
Well, and also she comes from a lot of money. Like, there is massive trust set up for her.
She's not hurting.
But, you know, her sister did real well.
Sure, yeah. Oh, my God. Go Nikki Hilton.
Yeah. I'd like to marry a Rothschild.
Yeah. Right? I would pass. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't put down my new lover, William, for a Rothschild. It might be a little less out of the spotlight. But.
Let's ask you at the end of the podcast. I'm sure you're going to go right to the Rothschilds. But Tristan wasn't there. We know from sources that, you know, he couldn't leave Cleveland. Like, NBA players aren't allowed to.
What's the deal with them, though, like, for real, you guys? Like, are they together? Are they going to be together?
From what we hear from people close to them, they are in love and they're totally fine.
Like,
trying for another baby.
People who are in love around the holidays want to be with their spouse. And why wasn't she there in Cleveland? Like, it's a little shady to me.
They have this famous, you know, tradition every single year where they all go to Kris Jenner's house for Christmas Eve. They have this huge party. It's her first Christmas with having a daughter, and she just wanted to be there with her sisters and their kids. With that said, I agree. Like, I think especially since it was True's first Christmas, mm-hmm. and that Tristan was at their home in Cleveland, like, she should have stayed local.
She could have went.
And by the way,
the entire family, if they really wanted to support that relationship, they all could have gone to Cleveland.
No. Yep. And left the party here. Here's the thing.
They could have made the party in Cleveland.
No way. They wouldn't move it for anyone.
In a McMansion. Decorate it. Look the same.
Get out of here.
They have a jet. No. They could get on a jet. Absolutely. Come on.
John Legend does not fly to Cleveland to perform at a Christmas Eve party.
And also, I don't think Tristan probably really wants to be around that family. I don't think at this point they've seen Chloe done so wrong by Tristan. Yes, even though we've heard that, you know, if you want to be in Chloe's life, you have to accept that she's with Tristan and support it. I'm sure they're not going out of their way to be like, come here, baby. Like, it's so good to see you, Tristan. Like,
but he needs to suck it up because he's the one who messed up.
Yeah,
so
but I just
feel like
stay out of it.
To...
Stay home.
Like, but that's
not good for the kid.
You know, like, I think if you can't be a man and, like, yeah, okay. I mean, how many people out there have to spend Christmas with their in-laws that they don't get along with?
Everybody.
Yeah. If you don't have to and you're like, oh, sorry, I've got practice, it's an easy out. Also, what really shocked me about this party, Caitlyn Jenner was there with Sophia Hutchins. We've come full circle because Caitlyn and Chris were on the outs.
Totally.
Caitlyn and Chloe were on the outs. Caitlyn and basically everyone.
Everyone.
And now Caitlyn and Sophia are at the... Their relationship is so strange.
It's a good photo op, Brody.
Of course, it's a good photo op. It's a good photo op.
All right, so I have to skip out on this recording in a couple of minutes, you guys, but I can't leave you before we talk about the West family Christmas portrait.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about it. I was surprised that Kanye actually showed up to that party.
Well, yeah, totally. But, like, Northwest was wearing bright red lipstick, you guys. She's, how old is she now?
Special occasion.
Six, seven.
I don't even think she's that old.
No,
she's unfettered by the rules of fashion.
What are your
beauty.
Thoughts, though, on a girl that young wearing red lipstick or makeup in general?
I think that if it's for fun and for playing dress up, it's great. I think that when you are an influential family like the Kardashian West, it sends a message that is not okay.
Why? That it's too sexy, too... What's
the issue? It's a little much. It was kind of like, it was worn sort of unironically. She's the one wearing the bright red lipstick.
Got it.
In the picture. And of course, you know, I bet you anything, old KKW Beauty is going to come out with a lipstick line and there's going to be red called North or Nori or whatever.
She did tweet that, by the way.
It kind of like just feels a little bit like, you know... using your children for the wrong reasons.
Interesting.
And I think it's a little exploitive. I do. And I think that family, we've talked about this before with Kylie, with all of them, that family really needs to take into account that everybody follows their every move.
Yes.
And, you know, you just sort of have to be a little bit responsible.
Sure. No, I understand that.
I mean, a genius idea on their end, right, would to do a kid-friendly makeup line and name all of, you know, the lip shades, the North, the True. But then again— you know, what kind of message does that send out? Here's red lipstick for your 4-year-old.
Right.
But everybody out there will buy it.
Oh my God, they can do a makeup line for pets and people would buy that too.
Give them ideas. Why don't you, bro?
Oh yeah, why am I giving these ideas away when I can sell them? Fake lashes for my dog.
God. All right, Gwen, we got to let you go.
Yeah.
We're going to continue gossiping.
I got to run, but you guys, there is so much more news to come.
All right, Demi Lovato, she is looking great, by the way. I'm so happy for her. She obviously has been home. She's been out of rehab, and she's been seen with her new boyfriend all over the place, Henry Levy. But she just looks in such a better place than she was a few weeks ago. But what are your thoughts on this new guy that she's dating?
Well, we've heard that they're both sober, that she likes him because she doesn't feel judged with him, and she feels safe with him and secure. I mean, I've dated a number of people who are in the program. You're not technically supposed
to date
someone your first year of sobriety. That's discouraged. So
that's what I didn't get.
Yeah.
Why do you jump into it?
And I think that's what first we were like, oh no, maybe they're not dating, because we had heard from sources she's really taking her sobriety very seriously. She's going to meetings. She's wants to meet other like-minded sober people. She's really digging into the work. But of course, people are always worried when someone immediately begins a relationship in the first year, because it takes your focus off of sobriety. Traditionally, that's a school of thought.
And what happens if one person slips? Does it make the other person, I don't know, it just gets messy, and I feel like it's not the greatest situation.
It can get messy, particularly if there are issues of like codependency, or, you know, one person slips and then it jeopardizes your sobriety.
Yeah. But also, doesn't it help to have somebody by your side who knows what you're going through? Obviously, they have a lot of similarities. They have something that they share a bond over. So wouldn't having somebody like that by your side be good? But then again, I can see how if one person does slip, how that could be awful.
So that person, there is that person in the program, and they are called a sponsor. So she would be the sponsee, and she would have a sponsor. And he, if they have a romantic relationship, he should not be and would not be her sponsor. But sponsors are usually people who have at least a year under their belt in sobriety.
I mean, I'm super happy for her. Like, I want good things for her.
Yes.
I'm just cautious because this seems like very fast.
Yes. I mean, we saw the first picture of her that we saw pretty much out of rehab was with him at a diner.
Like making out, right?
Like, oh, no, they were like holding hands across the table.
Yeah, that was like the
first
picture.
And they weren't fully making out. Wasn't there like a little lip? Was there even a kiss? They were holding hands.
There was.
And people were like, is this a date? And then this one, we saw them kissing.
Right, right.
But I really wanted her to get back together with Wilmer Valderrama.
Oh, of course. He's such a good, well, all right, we don't know for sure, but I feel like he's a good influence.
He was really by her side after the overdose.
He was there in the hospital.
We had heard from sources that he's such a pillar of support and strength for her, and her family loves him. I mean, the Lovatics love him. I love him.
But I wonder if part of the reason they didn't work is because he was just that kind of rock for her, and it wasn't necessarily romantic anymore.
It can happen.
And it was just more of as a friend.
Right, because he supported her so much, and maybe that's what happened. I don't know for sure, but that's what I'm
Well, we know from sources that like Demi kind of feels safe with this new guy, and she doesn't feel judged by him. So who knows? Again, I'm just throwing this out there. Maybe she did feel like Wilmer was judging her after a while. And being with somebody now who's been through the same thing that she has, she kind of feels in the safe zone, and that they have this bond in common that she can't have with Wilmer.
Well, we had also heard that before she relapsed, she felt there were a lot of people around her who didn't support her for the right reasons, and she had sort of lost a will to live, the one that she had previously. But I think it's really interesting now, out of the facility, with this tension with Nick Jonas. She's unfollowed him months ago. She was not invited to the wedding. We heard from sources she was hurt that she wasn't invited, but she sort of understood. That's so strange.
Also considering the fact that half of the world and like half of India was
invited.
Cord Overstreet and Elizabeth Chambers were invited to that wedding, and Demi Lovato, a historic friend of yours, was not invited to the wedding.
I'm like, they were like best friends.
Yeah.
They were on carpool karaoke together. They toured together. I mean,
they had the whole Joe Jonas connection
together. She dated Joe, Nick, right? I was confused. That. And then she punched the backup dancer because she thought the backup dancer was sleeping with Joe on that tour, right?
Yes.
Yes, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. But, you know, it's complicated. And they had friends in common who Demi had really distanced herself from, who's still good friends with Nick. So I think it really makes it.
We also don't know what the relationship is between Demi and Joe today, or what the relationship is with Sophie and Demi. Maybe they hate each other. Maybe Nick and Priyanka didn't want to make Sophie or Joe feel uncomfortable by inviting Demi, and they chose not to.
Well, what do we think Priyanka thinks about Demi?
I was going to say that.
I think when you come in as a new person who's been with this person for under a year, you don't understand the history and the loyalty. So I'm sure it's hard for Priyanka to wrap her mind around the history that Nick and Demi have.
So maybe he was distancing himself anyway.
On behalf of his bride-to-be.
Yes. And then she obviously wasn't sober anymore, so kind of was just easier to push
away. I don't know. It's hard to say.
It is hard to say. Well, another couple going strong, and who probably does need a drink, Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn. We got, like, great details this week from sources of, like, their quiet life in London. They actually just rented a brand new home in North London, which isn't too far away from where Joe was born. But they've been living there together, and when she's not on tour or when he's not filming, they've been spending time at home cooking and visiting their local pubs, which I think is so bizarre.
Do we believe? Really? Local pubs?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like people are not, you go to some weird old man bar and they're not like, who's that beautiful skinny blonde girl with perfect makeup and the cutest Lululemon outfit on.
Also, I feel like even though he's like dating Taylor Swift, like if I walked by Joe on the street here in New York City, I would have no idea who he was.
I'd look at him. He's pretty cute.
I was adorable, but he looks like every adorable white dude that like went to college with you.
I don't know. I'm not that attracted to him.
Jen is super attracted to him. I had to pull out a list of all her exes, of Taylor's exes, and Jen was like, only one you thought stood up against
Joe. You said he was better than Jake Gyllenhaal, and that was so
wrong. That was actually...
Someone said
offensive.
I actually still stand by that point, for sure. Absolutely. I just think it's so interesting that she had this, like, such a public life. And, like, this is a girl that, like, struts her stuff. Anytime she leaves her apartment here in New York City, she's posing for the camera guys. And she's—
Less now. Way less now. She used to be.
But since Joe, she's, like, literally sitting at home in this house cooking him dinner and, like, going to pubs and has no desire to be— The public Taylor Swift that we know.
Well, and we heard that a lot of that has changed because of her relationship with him. And he's always liked the privacy, having the privacy. I mean, he has been private because he's never been as famous as she was. But I will say I was disappointed to hear that we will not be seeing him in Reputation, her Netflix special about her tour.
Oh, right.
That drops December 31st. I was really hoping. I've been hoping.
There's going to be an Easter egg or something.
There has to be something.
Every carpet, every event, I'm like, where's Joe Alwyn? Come on, this can be the moment she debuts him. But I think we're far off from that.
After the Tom Hiddleston thing, everyone was just like, all right, no, we cannot go this route. We gotta change it up. And she's like a genius when it comes to like marketing herself.
She is.
I mean, she drops little hints to fans. Like, she knows what she's doing. So this whole thing, who knows? Maybe it's building up to something else. I don't know.
Maybe their first debut together is going to be of them, you know, their engagement photo or of her wearing a ring. Maybe she'll post
the first photo
of them together kissing and her diamond rings flashing. Or it'll be, like I said, and I still think this is going to happen, I think they're engaged and they'll announce it like in the London Times or in the New York Times with like a classic, you know, an engagement announcement, and she'll just try and become all Miss Proper London like Meghan Markle is now.
She could also have like a Miley Cyrus type of wedding, but there would be, I can assure you, no Conrad Carr there.
No.
It would be Instagramming pictures from it. It would be on lockdown.
Complete lockdown.
She's also been planning that wedding for the last 3 years.
I also don't think they,
they've been together 3 years already?
No. Yeah. But I'm saying she's someone who like maps everything out.
And I can also see them being engaged already or like not even being engaged, just having a surprise wedding and like that's their announcement.
Yeah.
That they're married.
It's not going to be a big thing, I think. I think it's going to be like a backyard, maybe the Miley thing, like in Tennessee, like something very low key, but she'll drop hints that it happened.
Yeah, oh gosh.
And fans will pick up on it, you know, lyrics here and there.
Yes, that's very her style now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm happy for her, but I want to see more as a fan. I just
we've been there for the rest of the journey. Come on, take a page out of Nick and Priyanka's playbook.
Okay, not that far. Not that far.
Not Diane Kruger and Norman Reedus. We finally saw that baby on Christmas Day. I was like, oh my god.
You're like, wow, you're
Come
together.
On. Oh my god, I forgot you guys were together.
You guys actually had a baby.
Yeah.
Give
us what we want.
Taylor, I don't know. I like this new Taylor. I like her kind of being secretive. But again, anytime she does something, it's so dramatic and it's spoken about worldwide for weeks. So I don't think it's going to be an Instagram post. Again, I think it's going to be like something larger and something that no other celebrity has done before.
like allegedly being shuttled out of your apartment in a suitcase?
Like that, allegedly.
Allegedly, per
and
Zayn
Malik.
And
you know what's funny? I actually told you that like 2 years ago and you thought I was crazy. You didn't believe
me. Well, the craziness was separate from that, but yes.
It is kind of crazy though that like, I mean, I remember talking to photographers that were standing out there outside
allegedly.
Her apartment. Allegedly. Allegedly, as they were shooting her when she was supposed to come home and her two bodyguards who, you know, who look the same and follow her everywhere in New York, they carried in the big suitcase. And everyone's like, what's in the suitcase? And photographers that I spoke to were like, no, she's in there. And I think her publicist did deny it on the record to somebody at the time.
It's pretty straightforward. Like, I mean, if she was like in a giant vase, that would be truly stunning. But it's kind of pedestrian to put yourself
That's
in that.
That's what I'm saying. She's so rich. You can't come up with a better scenario.
Come on, you're more clever than that, Taylor. But it was pretty novel. No one was really being pulled in and out of their apartment in suitcases. People were just so shocked. Like it seemed so out of this world to be like, that like mega worldwide star is in a suitcase.
Like, what do you think she did, though? Like, do we think she, like, got her boobs done and she didn't want anyone to
no.
see it? Like, why can't we see her? Why was she being so secretive?
Yeah, that is
maybe
a little weird.
Maybe she didn't have her makeup
maybe
done.
Maybe she had a really bad haircut at the time.
Yeah, maybe she was just, like, leaving the gym.
You can hide that,
or
though.
Or a horrible, like, middle of the eyes zit. Like, one of those. Like,
she should have just built a tunnel underneath her.
Oh, no, she's building one.
Oh, really?
She is building one. So she actually lives down in Tribeca, and she bought a unit in the building next door to the building she lives in now. And they are building an underground garage, which is, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in construction. This way she can just pull into her townhouse, which is only six floors high. She has the entire sixth floor.
Small.
And so just so she has, you know, doesn't have to be in suitcases anymore.
Yeah.
She can
just
in.
Like us.
And I heard
just
that
like
she's also building a tunnel from that apartment to Joe's apartment in London. It's going to go right under the water.
Straight to the pub.
Yeah. It's actually a little cheaper than the tunnel in Tribeca, which would make sense.
Anything else that we're missing? Any big, like,
no,
celeb scoops that we're
it.
Missing?
This is the hottest of the holiday hot week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miley and Liam kind of take the cake.
Yeah.
I'm happy for them. Well, we'll be back next week, I'm sure, talking about more surprise celebrity weddings that happen over New Year's Eve.
For sure.
Maybe Taylor Swift.
No, not a New Year's wedding.
She's too
bigger than
that.
That's like, Kaylee Cuoco got married over New Year's one year.
Yeah.
They told everyone it was a New Year's party, but everyone was like, we know this is a wedding.
In a pink dress, but it lasted like 7 months.
Oh, but she found love again.
Yeah.
Silver lining.
I'm not into that. She bothers me.
Oh, I love it so much.
Birdie,
I think it's very relatable.
I agree.
Except for the fact that she's on The Big Bang Theory and I don't understand
that
show
like
at all.
She's like the richest woman on television.
It's so crazy to me. I don't understand that show at all. I'm like, wait, who's watching this? I don't.
Yeah.
But everyone is.
Except I like
for
that
me.
Show.
Everyone's watching this except for me.
That's a show that I can like literally watch 5 repeats in a row at 11 o'clock on like Pix 11. And I'm like, okay, this works.
Oh, so you watch it. See,
yeah.
I don't watch it.
You know, I do.
But I watch that weird stuff. I'm like a huge Blue Buds fan.
That's totally
CBS.
Different.
All right, we're going to end
cool.
on this note.
Okay.
All right, Chuck, F, or Mary?
Oh.
Prince William. Oh. Wilmer Valderrama, Joe Alwyn.
Oh, okay. So we each say who we're going
to
do. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, you
no,
first.
I have to
me? Chuck, F, or Mary? I'm going to Chuck Joe Alwyn. I'm going to F Wilmer Valderrama and I'll marry William.
Yeah,
but I kind of,
yeah.
But
money.
It would also be fun if I was forced to just F William. I'd be like, oh, see that king? I definitely slept with him before. People like, what? I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then I'm like, but I got that stuck with Wilmer Valderrama. Could be worse.
Sharon?
Actually, I was going to have the same exact answer.
Oh, twin.
Joe Alwyn does nothing for me. Okay. I just think he's too young. Even with his beard, I feel like he looks like a child with a beard.
Yeah,
so
which
I just,
is a horrifying thought.
Yeah, but and then obviously you have to marry the prince or the future king.
The
no.
Future king. Oh.
I'm going to Chuck William.
Oh, my God.
I'm F. Wilmer.
Oh,
and
my
I'm marry
God.
Joe Alwyn.
You are a sick woman.
Who wants to live that
oh
life in that
God.
Palace behind
oh
those
God.
Gates with Meghan Markle?
I do.
No,
I
no,
do.
No.
I do. Oh, my God. Yeah, I do. Wait, P.S., can I just tell you something I just thought? Did you see Bird Box with Sandra Bullock?
I did not.
Everyone's talking about
God.
This.
Guys, I almost cried last night. I was so scared. I was shaking, and I was like, I need to turn this off. I need to turn this off. It was horrifying. But I will say, Trevante Rhodes, who's in Moonlight, is so hot. I will watch anything with him, and that's what got me through 2 hours and 20 minutes. But it is horrifying. Horrifying.
Go Sandra.
I was shocked. I was like, Netflix, why are they making, like, full movies that could be in a movie theater? It was awesome, but so scary. I was jumping. I was like,
wow.
I was moving all over the place.
Good to know. I actually was crying alone on my couch last night watching the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. Have
what
you guys seen that? It's the Lily James movie.
I don't even know.
It came out earlier this year. It's on Netflix.
Are you speaking in tongues?
It's based off a very popular book, but it is incredible, and I'm obsessed with Lily James.
Okay. All right. Well, I will watch yours. You watch my Bird Box. Okay. Literally, I was
ooh,
like,
that sounded so dirty. Yeah. Jeez,
I was like shaking. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Good to know.
And I don't even, I'm not even like a huge Sandra Bullock fan at all.
Yeah.
But everyone in this movie, you're like, I know that person. I recognize that person.
Mm. It's all over social media today, too. So
incredible.
All right. I did watch Crazy Rich Asians for the first time.
I cried all during that, too.
Cried hysterically.
Cried the entire time. People were like, are you okay? And I was like, I just went through a breakup. So anyone being nice to anyone or mean to anyone or kissing anyone makes me cry. But yeah, it was awesome.
I love him. We'll be back next week sharing what we watched on our pathetic New Year's Eve that we spent alone.
Crying and shaking alone. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.